Chapter 66 to 67. And it came to pass after this, while he was living, that his name was raised into the presence of that Son of Man, and into the presence of the Lord of Spirits, from among those who dwell on the earth. And he was raised aloft on the chariots of the wind, and his name departed from among them. And from that day, I was no longer reckoned among them. And he set me between two winds, between the north and the west, where the messengers had taken cords to measure for me the place of the elect ones and the righteous ones. And there I saw the first fathers and the righteous ones, who were dwelling in that place from eternity. And after this, my spirit was taken away, and it ascended to the heavens. And I saw the sons of the holy messengers, and they were stepping on flames of fire, and their garments were white, as were their tunics. And the light of their faces was like snow. And I saw two rivers of fire, and the light of that fire shone like hyacinth. And I fell on my face before the Lord of Spirits. And the messenger Michael, one of the chief messengers, took me by my right hand and raised me up. And he brought me forth to all the secrets. And he showed me all the secrets of mercy. And he showed me all the secrets of righteousness. And he showed me all the secrets of the ends of the heavens, and the storehouses of the stars, and all the luminaries emerge from them into the presence of the Holy Ones. And he translated my spirit, even me, Enoch, to the heavens of the heavens. And there I saw, in the midst of those luminaries, as it were, a house built of hailstones. And between those hailstones were tongues of living fire. And my spirit saw a girdle which encircled that house of fire. From its four sides came rivers full of living fire, and they encircled that house. And around it were seraphs and cherubs and ophans, and the watchers who guard the throne of his glory. And I saw messengers which could not be counted, thousands of thousands, and 10,000 times 10,000. They were surrounding that house. And Michael, and Raphael, and Gabriel, and Phanuel, and the holy messengers who are in the heights of the heavens, were going in and out of that house. And out of that house came Michael, and Raphael, and Gabriel, and Phanuel, and many holy messengers without number. And with them was the Ancient of Days, and his head was white and pure as wool, and his apparel was indescribable. and I fell on my face, and my whole body was mollified, and my spirit was transformed. And I cried out with a loud voice, with a spirit of power, and I blessed and praised and exalted. And those blessings which went forth from my mouth were acceptable in the presence of that Ancient of Days. And that Ancient of Days came with Michael and Raphael and Gabriel and Phanuel and thousands and tens of thousands of messengers without number. And that messenger came to me and greeted me with his voice and said to me,
"You, Son of Man, were born in righteousness, and righteousness dwells upon you, and the righteousness of the Ancient of Days will not forsake you."
And he said to me,
"He proclaims peace to you in the name of the age which is to come, for peace has proceeded from there since the creation of the age. And this is how you will have it forever and forever and ever. And all will walk on your path, since righteousness will never forsake you. With you will be their dwelling, and with you their lot. And from you they will never be separated, forever and ever and ever. And this is how there will be length of days with that Son of Man. And there will be peace for the righteous ones, and the path of truth for the righteous ones, in the name of the Lord of Spirits, forever and ever. And in the days of the sinners, the years will grow shorter, and their seed will be laid on their land and in their fertile fields. And all the activities on the earth will change and will not appear at their times. And the rain will be withheld, and the heavens will stand still. And at those times the fruit of the earth will be late and will not grow at its time. And the fruit of the trees will be withheld at its time. And the moon will change her order and will not appear at her time. And in those days she will appear in the heavens, and drought will arrive at the extremities of the great chariot to the west, and she will shine exceedingly more than her normal light. And many chiefs of the stars will stray from the commandments and will change their revolutions and actions and will not appear at the seasons prescribed for them. And the entire law of the stars will be closed to the sinners, and the thoughts of those on the earth will err regarding them. And they will turn back from all their ways and will err and will take them to be gods. And evil will multiply against them, and punishment will come upon them to destroy all."
And he said to me,
"Enoch, look at these heavenly tablets, and read what is written on them, and understand it, each and every item."
And I looked at all the heavenly tablets, and read everything which was written, and understood everything. And I read the book of all the deeds of humans, and of all the sons of flesh, who will be upon the earth for the generations of the age. And from that very moment, I blessed the great Lord, the eternal King of glory, because he has made all the works of the age. And I praise the Lord because of his patience. And I blessed all the sons of Adam. Then I said, blessed is the man who dies righteous and good, about whom no book of wickedness has been written, and against whom no guilt will be found.